Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Election Eve edition. And Dominic, we promised a stacked show, and it
yes.
continues. We got a fine guest right now. She is Dom's congressperson, our friend Gwen Moore from the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gwen, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good to be with you guys. It seems like I say that every time I talk to you. Because it's we have these big gaps. We have a lot to talk about in a little bit of time.
That we do.
Well, Gwen, do you mind if we call you Madam President? We saw you at North Division High School at the Obama rally, and as you pointed out, as the former student body president of North Division, once the president,
exactly right.
Always the president.
Props, for God's sakes. You know, they... Well, we really appreciate Obama coming out. You know, people love hearing from him, and so, you know, the fact that nobody snatches the mic away from him after 2 minutes really helps sort of drill down some of the things that he brought up. It's time to stop talking about issues so much. And really talk about the principles that we're trying to protect. I mean, this is a full-on, you know, assault of every right, you know. And it's not just the right for an abortion. You know, it's the right to privacy.
Yeah.
It's a right to have health care, a right to be able to thrive in the society. That's what's at stake. And I think on election eve, I couldn't be more shrill about the need to go do it. So you just guys lead me wherever you want to lead me in this discussion, because I'm ready.
Well, we'll take you down some rabbit holes, Gwen. Never
yeah,
you mind.
I know,
but
I was limited.
Let's talk about the voters of Milwaukee, and obviously no two people are the same, Gwen, but in general, Milwaukee, when they turn out, the Democrats win. And if they fail to turn out, it really puts it on a razor's edge. Gwen, our friend Earl Ingram Jr. said he has seen a lot of Democratic investment in door knocking, getting out the vote. Gwen, how important is that, and have you experienced something similar?
It's all about the turnout. You know, you any pollster out here with any integrity will tell you that if anybody's telling you how it's going to turn out, they're telling you a damn lie. They don't know. Because what they've done is they've relied on models from the past, which is fair. You know, people don't turn out during a midterm election when the president's not on the ballot. Young people don't get that engaged. You know, black people for sure are not going to vote if they have any kinds of problems. And so you just give Republicans a 5-point advantage in your model automatically. And it's a... In a way, they're fair assumptions. But this year is really different. The last data that I've seen, let me pull out my little phone here, make sure I got it right. I think I saw something like a 339% increase in the numbers of young people who turned out. Let me get this right.
Folks who are listening to...
339% increase in the youth turnout. And now... In Milwaukee, we're fifth in the nation in terms of the states where the significance of the youth vote is high. You know, the youth vote here, for example, is a lot more valuable than the youth vote in, say, California, where there are just overwhelming numbers of Democrats, you know, to be able to flip an election one way or the other.
Yeah.
But so apparently all that work that's being done at the universities, I heard you guys talking about Bernie being up at the campuses, maybe that is something that's been very helpful. We've seen like a 120% increase among the black community as far as those data show us right now, and about 133% increase in women voting.
Wow.
And from national reports, what we've seen is that, you know, oh, that's the other factor. Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans took a real heavy advantage in September and October because, you know, I guess the MAGA voters were very eager to get out and vote. So the 73% of Republicans were saying that they were eager to vote and only 67% of Democrats. But we've closed that gap and it's now even. And so it's a jump ball, people. And that's why I just ask people, if I only have 1 second left to talk, you just got to believe. This is the time to believe in miracles. Because it's not a miracle for us to avoid the rolled down authoritarian government where only the wealthy go backwards in time on you know, class, structures and disparities between the very, very wealthy and everybody else poor, you know, persecution of minorities, really denying health care to people. Social Security, these people have told us that they want to take Social Security away. It's not like I looked in my crystal ball and saw that or I'm exaggerating. Ron Johnson wants to subject Social Security to the annual appropriations process. Yay or nay, whether you get your December 2022 check. We're fighting for our lives. Gun violence, people who are solely and completely sold out to the weapons industry, the NRA, to the fossil fuel industry. Ron Johnson says we can't do anything about climate change. You know, of course he can't. And our candidate, you know, Mandela Burns, has really turned down all kind of money, and it's really cost him a lot in terms of his being able to push his message and so.
Yeah.
But he's not beholden to the NRA, to the fossil fuel industry. He's one of us. We need to vote for ourselves. And as Jesse Jackson would say, take our last ounce of dignity. Tomorrow is Dignity Day. And y'all, I didn't early vote, so I got to make a plan. You know, and if you don't know where you're supposed to vote, IWillVote.com.
Gwen, let me ask you a question.
I will go vote.
Did they tell you we were in a hurry to get rid of you today? Because, Congresswoman, we got you till about 5:30. We got time, so, you know, there's time.
They did. They told me about, you know, the segment.
Well, we're not in a hurry if you're not, Congresswoman, but we want to give you time. Let's address early vote for just a minute. My understanding is early vote numbers exceed 2018 early vote numbers, not just nationwide, but right here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Gwen, I'm a little pessimistic every time going into election day, but I see that as a positive. If I'm looking for tea leaves to read, I'm looking at early vote. Those are votes in the bank, and I got to think that bodes well for the Democrats, Gwen. We just got to get ours out. People like you and I got to get out and do our part on election day.
Well, and that's always the key. People realizing and recognizing the power of that one vote, and having votes in the bank certainly is very optimal, and it bodes well, because the more people vote, the less votes Republicans are going to get, because they don't share the values of the majority of people. The majority of people don't support a nationwide abortion ban. you know, the majority of people support gun rights, but they believe in common sense restrictions. They don't believe, you know, that you could just have open carry in New York City. It's just, you know, that you ought to just have the wild, wild west with no restrictions, you know, not even any requirements that people get training. You know, the average person just they want to put a Tonka truck and a Barbie doll under the Christmas tree every year, or, you know, go on vacation or be able to barbecue on the 4th of July, you know, and they don't want, and they want to be able to have retirement security. They paid into Social Security. They don't want people who never, Republicans have never liked Medicare and Medicaid. And Social Security. They've been after it from day one. This is no different. This is just another chapter. But this year is critical in terms of saving it because, you know, they could win the House. This Senate seat is important, not because Mandela Barnes is such a wonderful person, but besides from that, I mean, he is the one vote in a newly configured 118th Congress that could be the difference between our getting voting rights, getting rights to protect our own bodies, because of course they want a nationwide abortion ban as well. Put Joe Biden on trial and impeach him for retaliation. They can't tell us what they'd impeach him for.
Well, they're going to impeach him, Gwen.
I mean, that's just a minor detail, you know. That's like
folks,
figuring out what you're going to wear.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is my Congresswoman, Gwen Bohr. Now, Gwen, I understand we're going to take like a two-minute break. We have you for about another 8 minutes. Is that still on?
Hey, that's on.
All right. That sounds fantastic. We appreciate it. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what President Obama said, not only what he said here in the city of Milwaukee, Congresswoman, but also in Pennsylvania, talking about, and I think you alluded to it to some degree, not necessarily about policy, but about values and character and accountability and credibility. That, I think, is very important messaging to get out as well. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, please stick around for two more minutes. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
See, I'm more important than you. I have got some big stuff going on. Big stuff.
Don't boo.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, my congresswoman from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, thank you for sticking around for about another 8 minutes or so. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. As we left the last segment, I heard President Obama speak about values, and I can't believe I'm actually going down this road. I feel like an old man, like my dad, talking about values and you know, these things, they really do matter. Gwen, and that's why, you know, I will vote for you. That's why I will vote for Mandela Barnes, because I don't think that either of you would take the phone call from the president in an effort to, you know, try to overturn the election, to get some fraudulent electors to the vice president. I don't believe that is something that you would do. I believe you have the character to not do that. And I'm very concerned, Congresswoman, about whether or not the Republicans, and specifically Ron Johnson or Tim Michaels, will they accept the loss if we see these numbers that we're talking about follow through to fruition and Michaels loses and Ron Johnson loses? Will they accept? I'm very concerned about that, Congresswoman. What are your thoughts?
I share your concern because, you know, I believe what I believe, you know, waiting on the results. Well, just let me say this. You know, you mentioned what President Obama contributed to his visit here to remind us. There's so much noise in the air, and these people have had an ad infinitum amount of money to slam and tar and try to destroy Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes. You know, they you know, I think that they've spent, I've heard, you know, and I may could be wrong, some up, you know, maybe towards $70 million all is being spent. And Mandela, of course, is sending out these texts every 2 seconds saying, you know, send me $5, you know, you know, because he's not bought and paid for. But that being said, Obama, so people are confused. They hear stuff about, you know, maybe Mandela's the cause of the man in Waukesha killing the people in the parade and, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't have the money to respond. But what Obama invited people to do was to take a gut check. Your real values that you were raised up on, what your mama and daddy made you do before you could get the money to go to the show. You were expected to do. You know, to say thank you and go and shovel the lady's walk next door, and you better not ask her for any money. You know, and when you did, who cares about you? That was the question he asked in the public.
Yeah.
When you sit down and you're wondering who to vote for, who cares for you? I mean, the Democrats have delivered the American Rescue Plan. No Republican votes. I mean, it kept people from being evicted. Landlords were being able to be made whole. You know, shots in arms. I mean, we had the child tax credit. We had more food stamps, SNAP, for seniors. If people were forced kids to stay at home. We gave money to local government and school boards to get schools back open and to be made safe. Then we had the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which we've been so many debates around here about lead pipes and infrastructure problems we've had. They call it bipartisan, but there were 17 Republicans total. That's all that voted for that. I mean, that's going to help us not only clean up these lead pipes that we have in this city, but to train people to be able to do it. And that Inflation Reduction Act, my God, is the most contribution we've made to stopping climate change. We're going to make the cost of an electric car just as cheap as a microwave is at this point, and a flat screen, which I can remember when no one could afford that. Giving jobs and opportunities, 900,000 jobs a year to people to put this equipment in, a new economy. But we're fighting against the fossil fuel industry that doesn't want to make progress. It's important to vote, y'all. It's nation time.
Well, they're not making progress, Congresswoman Moore, but they're certainly making profits. I mean, the corporate gouging that has been identified is astounding to me.
Profit before people. Power before people. I mean, how could Rachel Walker even be close, you know, with all the claim they stand for? They only want power. They want power to be able to roll over the people, and there are more of us than there are of them. They may have a lot of money, but what they don't have, you have out there, and that's that vote. And they've done everything. They have spent. This is election eve. They have spent. They've confused you. They've lied to try to keep you, to discourage you, till you ain't important to vote. It won't mean anything to vote. But you know what? Do it. If you can't think of any other reason to vote, just vote to be ornery. Voting because they don't want you to vote.
Now you're talking to me, Gwen.
Right. Just do it to be. I'll just be an a-hole today and vote.
That sounds like my kind of motivation. We got the finest of guests for just a few more minutes. She is Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Gwen, last minute, make the case for the Democratic Party. Vote blue no matter who. Give them hell, Gwen.
Listen, I'm so proud to have been a member of the 117th Congress. It has been the most productive Congress since 1965, when Lyndon Baines Johnson put Medicaid and Medicare in place, when we had the Great Society and VISTA and the Peace Corps and model cities to try to stand up communities. We have done whatever you think about President Biden. History is going to treat him well. What did we get? We got that American Rescue Plan that really saved people's lives and kept them off the street during the worst pandemic in the world. No Republican help. We got the landmark bipartisan infrastructure bill. We're doing more in terms of infrastructure and building out broadband capacity, and it's commensurate with what Eisenhower did when he did the highway system, and then the Inflation Reduction Act, when we finally got to negotiate with Big Pharma, and they're pissed. The pharmaceutical companies and the Republicans say they'll repeal all this to be able to negotiate, to start to negotiate drug prices so that people who need life-saving insulin, seniors, have it capped at $35 a month. I mean, I met people who were paying $500, $600 a month for their diabetic care, you know, gouging them when insulin has not changed enough. There haven't been enough innovations to it to, you know, account for that kind of guy.
Gwen, we got to give you two more years just to finish this story. Come back, more Devils.
We're doing it live again, folks.
Welcome back to the Devils.
We're partying night, election eve.
It is an election eve party, man. You know, I think most good parties have music, but we'll make do. Dom, you sang aloud recently on the air.
I don't believe it.
Some get back music.
I don't believe it.
I heard you. You and Jeff. saw Jeff at the, technically didn't see Jeff at the party. Saw lots of nice people at the Pink Floyd party Saturday night at the Barrymore Theater.
Echoes of Pompeii. Yeah, that was
a really good show. I had a good time, and I know a couple of our award winners said hi, and we met Bud and his whole crew. Very generous guy. You know, it's always nice to meet some fans out there in the world, Tom. And we'll do some more live shows after the election. But tomorrow night, we're going till broke, Dom. Tomorrow night, we are part of the big coverage right here on the Civic Media. There will be a cavalcade of stars all across the state of Wisconsin. And you will hear 4-minute hits from all around the different, you know, the different locations represented by Civic Media, which is basically the whole state. We're going to keep you abreast of all the races from the local areas where the, you know, they're very pertinent. And Dom and I will, you know, give you the 30,000-foot view, at least from 8 to 10 p.m. Oh, by the way, we got some fine sponsors of this event. Let me tell you about a few of them, Dom. Here in Madison, because, of course, you and I will be here in Madison, originating on the Devil Radio, Chad's Design Build and Knuckleheads stepping up.
Oh, nice.
To sponsor the election night coverage. It will start tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and it will go until the top of the tickets are decided. What time's that mean? I don't know, Dom. It's all going to come down to the absentee ballots in Milwaukee County, I suspect. And when those come in, we'll have a winner and a loser. And you and I are just hoping for the best. Now, here is part of our coverage, our pal Earl Ingram. You heard from him earlier. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Earl's got a barn burner of a storm.
Yeah,
our
right?
show, pardon me, especially in the 10 o'clock hour. Earl's got the sitting vice president, Kamala Harris. Sorry, we were holding out for Biden or Obama, either one. We didn't get the vice president. And Earl's got the governor. So 10:15, Kamala Harris. 10:30, Governor Tony Evers on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm feeling a little envious. Got some good guest envy. But we got some fine ones coming tomorrow as well. We've got Kristen Bry at 4:30 tomorrow. She will be the 7 o'clock anchor of the fine evening coverage. From Asgos, Wisconsin. She plays in all our Civic Media markets, excluding Madison. And, you know, it's all negotiable, but she's got to get through her honeymoon first. But anyways, Kristen Bry will join us at 4:30. And Lieutenant Governor, U.S. Senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes will help us wrap the show up, the happy hour, about 5:50. And I'm wondering how people are feeling.
I'm feeling good about the coverage here on Civic Media. I mean, you know.
And also the election day tomorrow. Now, I suspect many in our audience may have already early voted. I'd be curious. Have you cast your ballot? Did you get the witness signature address proper? Because someone's going to sue otherwise.
No, Republicans are all over the place trying to disqualify absentee ballots because that's exactly what they do.
You see Janelle Branchin over at the Assembly Elections Committee. She is a very partisan. She's still trying to decertify the 2020 election. Don't they have a lawsuit? Aren't they trying to throw out the military votes here in the state of Wisconsin? I heard during the Associated Press news break, I believe a federal judge, might have been a state judge in Michigan, threw out the efforts to throw out the absentee ballots in Detroit before the election's even called. You know, before it even occurs, Tom. My question also, what are we going to see at the polling places tomorrow? Will there be efforts at voter intimidation? Will the Cleta Mitchell-trained, Rojo-supportive 5,000 or so supposed election volunteers, are they going to be out on the streets in full force? You know, out in Milwaukee, out in Dane County, Dom, where they're most needed to watch for, what, partisanship?
I certainly hope there will be no voter intimidation. There are poll watchers. There have always been poll watchers. And if you want to engage, absolutely do so. But, you know, keep your distance and be nice.
Until it's time to not be nice.
You are the bouncers. I am the cooler.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Well, where is he? Wisco Paul. Welcome back to the show, man. You early vote, or are you voting tomorrow, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Well, I'm going to go vote tomorrow, but this whole election fraud thing is mind-boggling, to say the least. But, yeah, I'm going to vote tomorrow. I like going to the poll. I mean, early voting is cool, too, but I just like going to the poll. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird
or
whatever. But
I get kind of wired up from... The energy of people doing their civic good deed for the sake of the nation.
That is correct. I'm feeling really good about Tony winning because Michaels is so god awful and he just doesn't come across as a person that you'd want to be. You wouldn't want to have him as a governor. I'll be nice.
No, I wouldn't want to have Michaels as a governor, but that.
Or a boss, or a father, or a son.
A neighbor in Connecticut. I wouldn't want to miss that. Right.
Or a client, or his dinner table. Thank you.
If I was his neighbor in Connecticut, that would mean I was very, very wealthy. And then he could be his neighbor in Manhattan. I think he's got a place in Manhattan, and then, of course, he's got one in Heartland. And who knows? He's like Rojo. He's got property everywhere. But I feel really good that Tony is just like a grandpa or a father or whatever. But he's just a nice guy.
It's like an old slipper. It's like a familiar. I mean, I'm wearing my comfortable loafers today, Wisco Paul. I should call them my Evers loafers. They feel right.
Well, That's
well, you know, you love the one you're with, Wisco. I mean, as long as Tony Evers continues to, you know, veto the god-awful legislation that the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin put forth, then he is the man for us. Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
If you can't be with the one you love.
love the one you're with.
844-967-2789. You're riding home with the Devil's Advocates. We'll get you there safe all the way to Election Day and extended. Till it's over coverage from the great state of Wisconsin. Also, the network sponsor, Big Tussle, Dom. Big Tussle, that's a internet service. Big Tussle.
Oh, they're Big Tussle.
Network sponsor.
Oh, nice.
They're the Big Tussle guys. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Rico Suave, welcome. What do you got for us?
Never heard that one, Rico.
No, that's not the first time I've heard that one.
Crudy digging deep today.
Hey, I love that lady, Gwen Moore. She's rocking. She's right.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She makes you feel. I feel like I sat down in the bar and knew this lady all my life. It's probably the first time I've heard her talk. But that's kind of like you guys. No, I mean we're down to earth people. Come on, yeah. What do you got? Oh, come on, you gotta love it. Love it. No, it's hard down here. I find, you know, down here I've been working hard this weekend and knocking doors, talking to people, and
what's the attitude at the doors, Rico? What sort of, I mean, gauge it for us, fellow. What sort of enthusiasm are you getting at the doors?
I'm like I said, I'm going after the purples right now. I mean, that's in my own little social circle, and I'm doing my damnedest to get the purples. The reds, forget about the reds. There's no touching those people. They've gone too far down that rabbit hole. You know, the Kool-Aid, I'm glad to hear the guy mention that earlier. You know what I'm talking about. There's no sense with red. There's some purples, though, out there. That the only problem is they're so tied into it. They're so tied into the web and the information highway, and they're younger ones, and they get a little drug into that. You got to get reality back. That's what I always talk about, guys, reality. And when you get them to see a little reality, you're like, dude, I got you to go blue. Now, just remember, D for democracy. And I love what Gwen said. Let's add dignity to that. D for dignity and democracy.
Dignity Day. It's Dignity Day, Rico.
Dignity and democracy. You know, you got to make that D, right? All the way down the ballot. Mark it D.
Right on, brother. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You know, I bet tomorrow, and do appreciate it, Rico. Be like Rico. Join the Devil's Advocates. I'll come up with a clever moniker for you at 844-967-2789, or less clever, depending on my mood. And, you know, I'm kind of tired, so you got the Rico Suave, Rico.
Let me jump in here, Curdy. Again, 844-967-2789. CNBC is reporting that the Department of Justice plans to monitor elections in 46 cities and counties to ensure that voters are not harassed. A little bit more here.
Any on the list that would be here in the state of Wisconsin, you see, just first?
Yes. Tom? In the state of Wisconsin, the DOJ will monitor polling places in the city of Milwaukee and the city of Racine.
844-967-2789. Well, purely by serendipity, we've got Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, a friend of ours who happens to be apparently listening to the greatest radio show ever and is called in. And we're so excited to have her join us. Maggie, how you doing?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you. Great to hear the lineup for tomorrow. How exciting.
I know.
Yeah, right?
Did you hear about Earl's show? He's got Kamala Harris and Tony Evers.
Well, Earl was gracious enough when I came in to spend some time with him last week, Tuesday, sort of building up to this big Dignity Day tomorrow, to ask me to come and do his whole three-hour block with him tomorrow. And so I'm going to be on the air while Earl gets to talk to the vice president. Pretty cool.
Nice.
About that. Yeah.
So you called us to plug you is what you're saying, Maggie.
and that's why you're not hanging out with us tomorrow night, Maggie. Come on.
Maggie.
Listen, Mike, a little rabid self-promotion never hurts, right, my friend?
No, not at all. I quite appreciate it. Maggie Dawn, what time do you think the absentee ballot vote will come in from Milwaukee County tomorrow night? And I'm looking for an over-under, like time.
Yeah, it's going to be really, I think, hard to tell right now because, as we all know, here in Milwaukee County, unlike other counties in the state, we do a central count for our absentee ballots. So they have to come in from the wards and the different municipalities into the county's central count location. We have to, of course, ensure that all of the partisan observers have access and it's completely transparent. We live stream all that from the county's perspective, and then we start counting the ballots. You open them up, you set the envelopes to one side, and you get those ballots processed through the machines. So, you know, if 2020 is any indicator, it's going to go on for quite some time if we've got high turnouts. And certainly in Milwaukee County, we hope to see that youth turnout. We hope to see black folks and brown folks turning out tomorrow. We hope to see that those early votes, those numbers are high. So best case scenario is the longer it takes, the better a signal it is because it means we've got really high turnout. And of course, we don't just count those ballots once. The vote totals, and I don't even mean who voted for whom, but just the number of ballots cast gets triple and quadruple checked back through the wards, as well as in central count itself. And then the votes cast for each candidate are also triple and quadruple checked. So we don't come out with any kind of result or announcement in Milwaukee County until we are absolutely sure that those processes and procedures, again, fully open to the partisan observers and poll watchers, live streamed. If you really want to get wonky and watch people feed ballots into a machine, it's very exciting. You can actually watch that happen. So, again, we don't come out with even any indications of what we think might happen until those numbers are really locked in. So it tends to take a bit longer in Milwaukee. Better, as I say with most things, it's better to get it right than get it done fast. And here, that couldn't be more true.
Maggie Dawn, our friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. When you talk like that, Maggie, you know what? You give me confidence in our electoral systems. You're very well spoken. You're educated on the topic. You're informing us how it works. I wish that there would be more people talking about these kinds of things, about how it works and how it's double checked. Because, I mean, as mentioned, there's partisan observers. There's going to be a whole lots of them this year. Maggie Dawn, the Department of Justice, announced they're going to have lots of observers, including in the city of Milwaukee. Any expectation?
Excuse me, guys. That is exactly what's happening through the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office, my office, the Office of Corporation Counsel, as well as the local Department of Justice. We're going to have poll monitors out during the day tomorrow, just checking in to be sure things are moving along smoothly, that there are enough ballots at the polling places, that, again, election observers, the partisan election observers, can see what is occurring within the designated space that's allocated, so that both Republicans and Democrats and independents, there's a few still out there, can all have a smooth, transparent, and reliable voting process. It's time to turn down the rhetoric and turn up the common sense and let the professionals do their jobs.
Professionals like Maggie Dawn and Gwen Moore singing the Scott Kevin Walker blues. More Devils on the other side. More of your calls right up to the Quentin time.
I want you to be nice.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
What a pleasant treat. Maggie Dawn just calling in. Casual listener. Not a first-time caller, Don, but a pleasant caller. Always love when we're edified like that by Maggie Dawn about electoral process. And I mean that in all sincerity, because tomorrow's election day. And don't forget, right here on the Civic Media Network, tonight is UW Badger basketball tip-off. About 7:30, you can stream it on WFHR. But let's get back to our fair political audience, Don. I think they're political. They're super cool. At 844-967-2789, the super coolest ones, they call us, like Joanne from Madison. Hey, Joanne, how you doing?
Hey, Joanne.
Really good. This is a really great show, and it's exciting. And I'm going to tell you something. If people need a tip, here it is. Say you forgot to vote. At 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, that last hour of voting, you can basically walk in and vote, and it'll be very fast. I worked the polls for 10 years, and that last hour has not been as hectic as people expect. You think, well, there's going to be huge lines. But very, very rarely are those lines in place. People basically have things figured out by then. So that last hour.
Can I give one caution, though? And I will point out, my son will vote tomorrow night in his first general election. I got to go pick him up at college. And we're going to go down the road. He's in Edgewood here near in Madison. We're near Madison in Middleton. But I'm going to go pick him up from college about 6:30, and we're going to go vote together. That's our voting plan. But one night, spring primary, I think it was, I went to the wrong place in Middleton. I got there at like 7:55 with that no line plan. Yeah, but I was in the wrong place, Joanne, and I missed the opportunity for the first time in years. I missed, you know, like a spring primary. I didn't get to vote.
Well, if you have to register, by all means, go a little early. But if this is a regular thing and your schedule just doesn't accommodate early voting, also, it's great to turn around at, you know, people at your dinner table and say, hey, did you vote? And then they'll say, no, it's going to be too busy and all that. No, if you're in line at 8 o'clock, you can vote. And we have this big announcement at the end. I've worked the polls for 10 years. A big announcement. Hear ye, hear ye. The lines are now closed. And you know, anybody who's actually can hear that sound, who's in line can vote. And it's exciting. It's really exciting that last hour.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. But here's my recommendation, Joanne. Our election night coverage starts at 7. So everyone needs to get their voting done by 7 and then turn on the greatest radio show ever on the Civic Media app. It's not just Dominic and I. It's Kristen Bry. It's Luke. It's Todd Alba. It's Pat Kreitlow and a cavalcade of characters all around the state. But Joanne, everyone's got to get their vote in and then turn in for the early results.
I'll be listening. Thanks so much.
Joanne, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Joanne. And our pal Maggie Dawn did remind us as well, if you are in line, they must let you vote.
Yeah, but you got to be at the right polling place. That's where my breakdown was, Maggie. But get there earlier than, 7:55, my recommendation. I don't care if it's a short line. You don't want to find out you're in the wrong line.
Speaking from experience. Thank you, Michael.
You never know, man. There's been
Look at
the race. The race I'm watching tomorrow. The one race. Robin Voss versus Adam Steen versus Joel Jacobson.
S-E-N.
Now, you got to write in Jacobson in the Mount Pleasant area. The fight in 63rd. But I would encourage you to do so. And then it's a rarity, Don, because we have endorsed two of the candidates. At least I have. If you are a Republican, I strongly encourage you to vote for Adam Steen. But if you are, reasonable or a Democrat or an independent with a reasonable mind, please vote for Joel Jacobson. Write his name in
Joel Jacobson.
Jacobson, S-E-N, with an E in there, S-E-N. Don't screw it up. And hope for good karma for Robin Voss. I mean, really, could be the hidden gem of the night. Is if enough people just write in Joel Jacobson, S-E-N. Please.
And I don't recall specifically, but I think recently in the last several days, former President Donald Trump once again endorsed Steen, commented on Steen and ripped on Assembly Speaker Voss. So that's still happening.
Here's the other thing that troubles me quite a bit. One, that we would leave a straggler on the phone lines, and two, at 844-967.
You're so smooth,
2789. See what I'm doing there? Well, maybe that's the only thing that would trouble me at this late hour, Dom. I'm just telling you, I'm holding my breath. I have bated breath, Dom. I feel like if ours turn out, and when I say ours, I mean Dane County, mine. If mine turn out, we're going to be okay. But if we are dependent upon Dom's and you and yours.
Come on, I got your back. We're good.
Well, Milwaukee County better have my back, Dom. We need them all. We need all the different places where you can hear us. We need you voting. And I don't care who you vote for. I honestly don't. I just need you to vote. And I mean that in all sincerity. I want you to be a part. Do your civic duty. Go vote. Because if someone's going to pull jury duty, I don't want it to be me. 844-967. Maybe Roger from Menominee Falls. How you doing, Roger? What do you got for us?
Hi, Roger.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So I was at work today, and some of them righties were debating with some of my buddies and stuff, and I'm not that good at it and stuff, but one of them presented the question, I want to know, how would you respond to this guy's comment? He said, defend Biden's presidency without using the words Trump or insurrection. And I didn't know what to do. And think, lunch was over, so I...
Roger, I'm going to give you a couple of key buzzwords for tomorrow's big luncheon. And then send them up to vote. But here's what you do. You point out that Joe Biden stood with the American people during a pandemic. And when the Republicans turned their back, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they stood with the American people. And above and beyond that, Joe Biden pushed through meaningful infrastructure. That's something the Republicans never did. So when you actually look at what the Democrats have tried to accomplish and the Inflation Reduction Act, I mean, the Republicans are really about taking your money, Roger. I would say that Joe Biden has worked very, very hard to save the American people, the working class, money. And individually, I wish Democrats had run more on the economy and the things they're trying to accomplish, because Republicans want to take it all away from you. They want to peg you back down at the minimum wage. Roger, thank you for listening. Thanks to all our fine guests. Gwen Moore, Maggie Dawn, Alan Minsky, Mike Van Summeren. Man, we had a cavalcade of stars.
And don't forget Earl, our pal Earl. Check Earl out
tomorrow
morning.
How could I forget Earl, with Kamala Harris and Tony Evers on his big show, WAUK, 540 AM, 8 to 11.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.